Today's daf is Masechet Zevachim, daf Ayin Gimel, and we did a lot. We're actually down to one line up from the bottom of Amud Aleph. That's how far ahead we went. And what we've established is why it is that our Mishnah says that if you've got Chataot HaMetot, even one in 10,000, that are mixed in with other Zevachim, there's nothing to do about it, and they'll have to all be Yomutu. So, of course, we questioned why it wouldn't be Batul Barov. We have two approaches as to why it wouldn't be Batul Barov. The simplest approach is Ba'alei Chayim HaChashivim. So there are certain things that the Rabbonin were gozer are not considered to be Batul B'Taharovet because they simply have too much presence to be Batul. One of them is Ba'alei Chayim, and that gets us out of the complications. The earlier approach in the Gemara was that this is not a function of Ba'alei Chayim, it's rather a function of numbering. Anything which, now there's three approaches to that, but that things which are numbered on one level or another are considered to be too choshev to be bottled and tarovet. According to one Mandiyama, things that are always, without fail, sold by number, therefore cannot bottle, that's called etchedaka limanot, and that was one shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Meir. The other one is kol shedarka limanot, which most people will sell by number. That's Rish Lakish and Rabbi Meir, and that works out fine in our Mishnah. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't appreciate it too much. And then there's the other mandiyomer of litra ketziot, which is Rabbi Yehuda's approach to Rabbi Yoshua Shita, according to which anything that is sometimes sold by numbering is too choshev to be batel. But in any event, two fundamental approaches to the Mishnah as to why there's no bitul barov. Now, bitul barov is a din in mixtures. However, rov has many elements to it, not only mixtures. It's a whole sugya of statistics. So there's predictive statistics. For instance, is this particular child going to end up fertile or not? There's the question of chashina lemiyuta, according to Rabbi Meir. Can a cotton be miyabim? Are we afraid that perhaps he'll end up being infertile? If he's infertile, then he's not chayev in yibum, so we're basically setting him up with an erva. That's a predictive statistic. And then we have another statistic, which is not nogea bitul, where the isur in bitul, the isur actually loses its identity. Over here we have a statistics to define what is statistically the most likely result of an event of separation, not the mixture itself. Forget about the mixture. The mixture is aser. Great. Why is the mixture aser? Because there's a chatot ha-mitot. But how about if something would emerge out of that mixture? What are the chances that it's a chatot ha-mitot? One in 10,000. Why wouldn't Rove tell me that? There's nothing to do with bitul. It's simply a prediction in a sense of a determination. What do you think came out? Was it the chatot ha-mitot or was it the other one? So there, ask the Gemara, well, why in the world should we let them all die? All we need to do is take one out of the mix. And then we'll say, okay, which one is this? The chatot ha-mitot? No, what's the chances? So as the Gemara said inside, v'nim shoch, why don't we just pull one out at random, obviously, and then be Makarivit. And then we'll go do the same thing to the next one, and so on. As long as we could assume we have a robe that defines the identity of what it was that was Parish. And this is called Kol de Parish, Miruba Parish. Whatever emerges out of a mixture, even if it was never bottled in the mixture, who cares? But what is it that we pulled out? The robe could certainly define that. So let's just bring one of them, the Nema, and we'll give the halachic prescription of kol deparish miruba kol parish. And think about it, wait a minute, what do you mean pull one out? You know the answer to pulling one out. Nimshoch, you can't do that. Because if you do that, you do not have the predictive ability of the rov at all. Rov predicts something that emerges, not something that you take. Simply because when you take it from a place where it is defined as what it is. That's called kavua. For you to say that because you picked one, and call that You picking one, a random event, that the Torah does not allow as being defined as random. And we learned that out of a pasuk of Aravlo Vekomlo, part of the dinim of Ritzicha, where somebody throws a stone, let's say, on a group of people, one of whom, nine of whom are Jewish, one of whom is a goy. Now the question is, Zichayev Mita. Since we do not obviously have a bittel in that case to say the goy doesn't exist, the goy does exist. And in terms of assuming now that something in its place is going to be statistically determined, there's absolutely no connection between the particular person that it fell on and your throw. It's not a statistical issue. That's what the Torah is machadish. That's not to say that we ourselves would have come up with something like this, but you could see what it's saying. Being as it's well-defined in its place, statistics doesn't enter it. That's your attempt to say now, well, since I don't know, so therefore let's randomize it. I mean, it isn't random. Whichever one you took, that's the one that you took, and that's the one that was kavua. So in a case where it's kavua, we do not say that we allow statistics to define it, and therefore this guy's chayav misa definitely was a Jew that he killed. There's no definite here at all. There's no relationship between your action and anything definite. It remains mechza al mechza. So the same thing would be true. Let's say you have a town where you've got nine stores that are kosher, one store that isn't kosher. You find a piece of meat in the town square. The halacha is the meat's kosher. You walk into a store and you come to the guy you're saying, you say, where'd you buy it? I don't know, I just walked into the store at random. You can't walk into a store at random. One store doesn't have kosher. It's not kosher. It's exactly the same principle. So the kviut of the thing prevents it now from being given over into a statistical analysis. It remains a simple suffix. So it's as if it's 50-50 as far as you're concerned. Therefore, you can't really mean that we should walk over and take one out. I mean, that would be like buying a piece of meat in one of the stores. Yes, okay, I don't mean really that. It's true. That would be kokavok. What I mean to say is this. Ella nichbashinu. Why don't we just push them around till they start moving at random? And if they move at random, one of them will walk out, you know, and then take that one. Venema denied it. It's going to make them move about. Venema called the Persh, Miruba Persh. And whatever one walks out is now a random event. I didn't do that. And therefore, it should be kosher. Omar Rava, well, you're right. The truth is, this really would work. Except that it could run into problems, and because of that, we were gozer not to do it. So it's a gizerah. Shema yavo asarako anim bevat achat v'yikarvu. Now, obviously, if we're not grabbing them, it can't happen all at one time. I understand that. But wouldn't the dam... Now, after we do the shechita, let's say that we had 10 of these animals, and now 6 of them have come out. And now we've taken the blood of all of them, we're about to put it on the Mizbeach, and we put it on simultaneously. I mean, I understand I can't take them simultaneously, but now that all the blood's there, and this blood is now the rove of what was there. Now, the rove really ought to have the Isser in it. So then we'd be getting back to, we can't say called the Parsh Miruba Parsh. This is the rove. So because of that gezeira, we're afraid that ultimately we're going to end up getting into problems. So we don't want to do this.
But let's say we follow this method. How do we relate to the one remaining animal at the end?
That's all. Machlokas Rishonim Raj, but it's all fascinating, Sugya, but it's for Perek Tarubas. It's not for you. So why don't we do that? So we can't because maybe it'll become at one time. Omer le'omi rabbanon l'rava. I don't understand what you're saying. How did it become non-kosher again? Was the psak halakha that this is kosher? So how did we now go back and restructure? This is what it's okay, that it should now become us or what? It's the cup that holds the dam. That forces now a restatement of the statistics? The megissa, the cup that holds the blood, that's what Asher said? Or the tray that holds the buser? I don't understand what you're saying. Yeah, okay, you're right. So let's look at it this way. Maybe 10 Kohanim will come at one time, and there's only 15 animals, and they'll grab 10 animals. Come on, that's not possible. I mean, we're talking about getting them to move about, and you're not allowed to take it yourself. So what do you mean, 10 Kohanim bevat achat? Elo Amar Rava, actually, there's a fundamental problem, and that is, who can figure out kavua on their own? Most people won't know what you're talking about. They saw that you relied on the rove to determine that, well, since there were 10,000 kosher animals, obviously we don't have to worry about it. So the next time there's a mixture like that of 10 kosher animals and one not kosher animal, they'll just walk over and take one, wouldn't you? So therefore, we cannot create situations which require creating, where the normal response is to just go right ahead and take something, because people don't understand the difference between kavua and porish. It looks the same. And therefore, mishum kavua itself, we can't allow this to happen, because if we allow people to get things to move around, the next guy is just going to go simply and take it. And then it would be kol kavua kabat tzamech, and then indeed it wouldn't be kosher. And so we have to prohibit kavua overall. Oh, my Rava, I got news for you that don't look at this as something that's just a lechatchila. Because hashted amir rabbanon lo nakriv. If the rabbanon said not to do this, there's not to take it, and not to be make the move around nachbashino and so on, then if it were done, it would not be miratzeh. Why? Because in the state in which it was kavua, it is not biyatcha to use. And therefore, it became dochui. So now let's say one animal really will wander away. Balei chayim nidachim. And you're not able to use this for a korban again. Because it wasn't that Rabbanan had asked you doing something to let that happen. So if you went ahead and you brought it in that fashion, you were bringing a Baal Chai that was possible for the Mizbeach. So it remains possible. You will not be Maratze, even Bidi Avad. Eit Ve'Ravuna Bar Yudel Rava, I can disprove that. Here's the case. A Chatata Of that was Nit'arva in an Olata Of, or Olata Of that were Nit'arve B'Chatata, I don't care how many, okay? A few Achat B'Ribu. What do you want to do now? Bring the blood on the wrong place on the Mizbeach. What do you want to do now? Wait until it gets a mum? There ain't no such thing with a bird. Birds don't have mumim. There's only mechusar ever. What do you know? It's not going to be mechusar ever. Therefore, there's nothing to do. Sayomutu kulam in this case. And okay, now let's see what happens if you don't ask. So, this is where the Kohen goes and asks, so what do I do now? Oh, you idiot.
Don't ask.
So this is if he asks. How about a Kohen and a Nesk? Okay, Kohen she'eino nimlach. So then let's see, what did he do? He didn't ask, and he just went ahead and he brought them all, let's say, lamala. Okay, so then half are kosher and half are pasul. Let's say if we have that mixture of chatas and oilos, so then all of the oilos will be kosher because it was done lamala. How about if he does everything lamata? Same thing. Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. But, let's take a case of two. One ola, one chatas. Achas lamata, beachas lamata. He doesn't know which one is which, and these were defined in advance. Kain prusha. So then, shneim are psulot. Because, look, you got to assume the words. Shani omer chatat kreva lamala, which passes it. And the ola is kreva lamata. Now, according to you, Rav, what do you mean the Kohen asked or doesn't ask? The fact is, it was nitche. We were not allowed to act with it at this point. So we should say, look, he brought a bird that was nitche me'agabi mizbeach. It's all very nice that it was done, but it wasn't done to a kosher bird. Oh, that's not a problem, says Rava, Because that's going according to the man d'amar who holds Baalei Chayim einan nidachin. We already saw that there was such a shita. I was talking about Hakaman d'amar Baalei Chayim nidachin. So here, even though they're living entities, having once been non-suitable for the Mizbeah, they remain so. Masha'enkein, if you hold that that's only where you have a piece of meat, you have something that isn't a living entity. So it's not in a dynamic state. If it's not in a dynamic state, then whatever defines it at that point as being usable has already made it no longer suitable. That's dihui. But if you hold that anything that is living can't be defined in a permanent way, so that's called Baalei Chayim Einan Nidachin, which is a shita we discussed earlier. So then it would follow, obviously, that the Mishnah would be telling me that it would be bidiavad, it would be kosher. That's fine. I accept that. Okay. You know what? I'm not going to let you off the hook with this because I'll bring you the same story with shchutin. I mean, if they're shechter already, then they're not Baalei Chayim. Everybody agrees that dihui is certainly if it's not a Baal Chayim. And I'll show you it's exactly the same halacha. Hare shechutin de lekuli alma nidachim. Look, isn't it true that the ones that argue about whether Baalei Chayim or Nidachim or Moda, that if they're Shkutim, that they're certainly Nidachim, and nonetheless it says, Beferish, that in a case where you got mixed up with the Evorim of an animal, Shech for the animal, then discovered a mum. So now, now we've got a mixed, got a pile of heads and a pile of sides, and it's pretty gruesome. One of them is a Baal mum. So what do we do at this point? They're all mixed up with these tamimim, and we don't know what to do. So there we also have a very similar case. And it says over there that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the chachamim, the Kohen doesn't ask, and he goes ahead and he brings up one head, so then we say, if one head was brought up, could be that head. So then we allow you to bring up all of the roshim, and we're so mech that the one that went up was the one that shouldn't have gone up. Well, what a shame. It already did. So now we'll bring the rest of them, and so on for all the other evarim. But according to you, this is nitcha. Once it's nitcha, it doesn't matter. So I know 100% even. It was that one. Too bad. Nothing to do. These were already nidachin. Over here, you can't tell me Baalei Chayim and nidachin. These are pieces of meat. They're not Baalei Chayim. Now, how do you explain it? Oh, it's also no problem, says Rava, because there's another shita who bichlal doesn't hold of dichui. We had that shita, it was Hanana Mitzri, where we were talking about, remember, if something happens, we have the zug, the sa'ir ha-mishtaleach, and you have the sa'ir that's nasa bifnim. So they have to be matched up. How about if something happens now to the sa'ir ha-mishtaleach, and now you've got the dam of the sa'ir, and now you're going to have to bring another sa'ir mishtaleach, says Chanana Mitzri. What's the problem? Afilu dam bakos, even if the blood is or it shechted, the blood is here in the kos, I didn't bring it yet, Bifnim. I don't say that since the moment that the Seyyar Mishtaleach died, since at that moment, this blood was no longer suitable to be brought, because there has to be that zug, Yo'omad Chai, as it says. What's the difference? Bring another one, Yo'omad Chai. Okay, now it's magically kosher again, the dam. So now you can go ahead and sprinkle the same dam. You don't just start all over again and bring another two. What do you mean? I mean, the dam is certainly nitcha. It's not Baalei Chayim. Nonetheless, he's saying, mevi chaveiro mizaveglo. Bring another one and make that itzuk. And now you'll be able to bring that dam. Okay, so clearly, Chanana Mitzri does not think very highly of dihui. According to that, we are exactly in line with the Mishnah. If that Mishnah indeed was going Aliba the Chanana Mitzri. So it's like there's three daragot. I'm saying that it's so bad that even Baalei Chayim are nidachim. Therefore, the din is over here. if you weren't allowed, even though it was only min rabbanan, but you didn't have an option of bringing this, it becomes nidche at that point. Then even if it were done, wouldn't make any difference because it was nidche. Then you bring me this other shita, according to Mad Yomar Balei Chayim, Einan Nidachin, okay, as if by Balei Chayim, Einan Nidachin. Then if the Kohen went ahead and brought half, or brought everything Lamala, it's a good thing he didn't ask, because at least this way, half of them, it's like sort of the clock, you know, this keeps time twice a day, you know. So the ones that were meant to be, they're a kosher. Then you were bringing me yet a third shita, and that is Rebbe Eliezer over here, that you can rely on being semech, that whatever was taken, the rest become kosher, whatever was taken must have been the one that was not kosher. Okay, so he doesn't know the dichui at all. Chanana Mitzri, perfect. Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbah Bar Avuah Amar Rav, Tabat Shelo Avodat Kochavim. Now getting back, remember we spoke about earlier about Hedyot in the same circumstances. Here we got back to talking about Kochim. Okay, but the mission of Avodah Zarah was talking about where an Avodah Zarah, or over here a Tabat that was made to beautify an Avodah Zarah, and it got now mixed up in another 100 Tabat. One of them falls into the Yamagado. Who true kulam? The Arminin Haktana fal Haina di Isura. Since one of them fell, we can rely to be Tele that the Isur was the one that fell, and therefore the rest are mutar. Exactly the way, the same way Rabbi Eliezer is saying. Since what we're really doing is being machmir here on these things that they should not become batal, either this is Reyano, this is Dvarim Chayim, whatever it is, if we have what to be tailor on, Midioraita, everything is batal barov. All of these issues are big chidushim that the Rabbanan created to prevent bittal. But Mi'ikar Adin, there's really bittal. The Rabbanan said, well, Davash B'min, it's too harsh, but Baal Chaim, it's too harsh, Yisrael, I know that our, and so on and so forth, okay, but Midioraita, Baruba, it's Batil. And if that's the case, once we have a basis to be Semech on the Yisrael Rabbanan, that it fell into the Yam, it was Karav Agabi Mizbeach, we're no longer Machmir, and we will therefore allow you to be Semech on that. Eitvei Rav Rav Nachman. Well, what do you do with the Mishnah? It says, "Afilu ba'achat b'ribu yomutu kulan." Even if you've got a mixture of 1 in 10,000, they should all drop dead. Why should they all drop dead? The first one that drops dead, now everything is mutter. You said if one of them, you have a right to be samech, that was the one. If you can't distinguish between them, you said, okay, I understand, we can't take any of them. But the moment that I have a place to say, well, maybe that was the one. Okay, so maybe that was the one that dropped
there
it.
There are enough of the others.
Yeah, kulam, why kulam? Am I? Name a demit, the one that died was the one that was us. And let's be semicha then, and now we don't have to worry. So is he suramit? Omar Le, Rav, who said that, is indeed not like the Tana of our Mishnah. He was following the shita of Rabbi Eliezer that we just had, where Rabbi Eliezer says, this is, we're coming up to this Mishnah very soon, Tznan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Karav HaRosh El Achad Be'im, in that mixture of the Tumimim with the Balimumim, with the Balmum. So if one of the Roshim in the pile was brought, then we can assume, Yikarvu Kol HaRoshim Kulam. That's weird, because even on that Mishnah about Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar said that lo yitir Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. That it was a function of two issues. First of all, there's this idea of tolin, but only if what it is that you will subsequently do definitely has het. So in other words, you're going to now take out two rings, or in the case you'll take two heads. One head was Karav Agabi Mizbeach. Now you want to bring another head. Says Rabbi Elazar, you can't bring another head. Maybe that's the head that's us. But suppose you're bringing two heads now at the same time. One of them is definitely meant to be brought. There's no question about that. Now we're talking about the other one. Well, the other one may not even be here. It may be there. So then I can go ahead and do it. But you're saying all you need to do is you get rid of one of the rings, and then you can take out any other ring. I mean, that doesn't fit even with Rebbe Eliezer. I mean, maybe Rav argues, but that's how Rebbe Eliezer understood Rebbe Eliezer. Oh, my life, well, that's what I meant. Anatartik, I mean, I didn't mean. I was just saying in terms of the din of Talina. But I mean, if you're going to use these rings of Avedis Kerchavim, sell them by twos. You sell them in pairs. And if you sell them in pairs, then you know that at least one part of what you're doing is definitely Hatter. So we won't be machmer now on the chelek that might not be Hatter, since we have what to be Tela on. Remember, we need to distinguish here a little bit between the issues. I mean, one issue was Taroves. Taroves, not the question of Kavua, Taroves per se. So over there, Midiorita, everything is bottom, as long as it's mixed. Now, there are cases where it's not mixed. In other words, you can easily identify each thing individually, such as the case of Tesha Chanuyot. You're not going to say that the Chanuyot are mixed. They're not mixed. The question is, what now? You don't happen to know which store you were in. So you're the problem. It's the Parish. Then we get into Kavua. Now, that's on the surface of it, that's a completely different issue, because it should not affect the Tarovet per se. It would only affect where you have something that is not mixed, and now it's coming out. If it's coming out, we're saying that whatever is what it is, where it is considered to be kavua, and it's a suffix. Now, the problem is, where does that difference apply? Because suppose you, in other words, the Gemara here, did the Gemara offer an alternative in the original question of why we don't say bitul b'tarovas because it's kavua? No. Kavua, it doesn't interest me, apparently, in the tarovas. So it's only after we've decided that for some reason we don't have a tarovet, not because ko kavua, then we can move on and decide, okay, what about this other question of kol deparish biruba kaparish? Now, all of a sudden, we bring up the question of it's kavua. So could we not have added l'chatchila? Maybe the reason it's not bottled is because it's kavua. I mean, is this somehow not a din in statistics in general that the Torah doesn't hold of kavua? Clearly, what we're saying is, look, if it were bottled, then it isn't there. So there's nothing to discuss about kavua kavak tzameh. Once we've decided it's not bottle because of something, that something being either balei chayim or because it's a dover shebeminyan, now we have another question. If it is there, then it is kavua there. If it is kavua there, so then we can't rely on there being a rove, even if we take it out. But then the question is that din of kavua itself a diorayta or a derabbanan? If it's a derabbanan, could you explain to me why Rava says that we're going to aser it, even though it's only derabbanan? If a guy went ahead and did it, and it was only a gezerah because somebody would get mixed up, I thought, with kavua. That's what you said. It's a gezerah. I mean, it's a gezerah derabbanan on a derabbanan. I thought we don't do those kind of things, making gezerah derabbanan on a derabbanan. The whole problem of kavua is itself derabbanan. We're not going to rely on the kavua because maybe someone will think that there's no difference between kavua and non-kavua, and he won't make it move. No, so who cares? Generally, we don't care about that. Tosafot says over there, I mean, you would have thought that the very fact that there's a gezerah proves that it's a dioraita. But that's not possible, because if it were a dioraita, then how could we make it right now on the sugya that we just had in the cases of the Taba'ot of Avodah Zorah, we're going to be Mekel. Well, let's just assume the one that... How can you... What do you mean, let's just assume? So obviously, what we were really saying is that if one of them really comes out, so then it would only be a Darabonah. Right? What then is the explanation? That's why we went into this whole explanation of dihui. Dihui, it could be that the Rabbanan, I'm just sending you some of the issues. It could be that even a dihui drabbanan, that the Rabbanan say you can't do it, means that it's nitcha. What's the difference why you can't do it, you see? Since the problem is that it's not roy to do, if it's not in your hands to do, then it's no longer something roy lemizbeach. Similar to where the Rabbanan create an iser hanah. you're going to give this thing to a woman to be Mekadesh. Are you going to say, well, B'nai Raisa, she's a Mekadesh. Tell me, Rabbanan, she's not Mekadesh. No, because since the Rabbanan have defined this as not being usable, so now it's no longer something that has value. If it's not, it doesn't have value, it can't be Mekadesh and Isha with it. So there are places where there's a crossover effect. This addresses the problem that some of the Rishonim ask over here. If Rava is saying that it wouldn't be kosher, even if you brought it, then he's got to be saying that it's not kosher in terms of the kapara, because we're not talking about eating. But the Gemara asked earlier, how could the Rabbanan make a korban that is kosher, not kosher? Aren't you going to bring chulin la'azara? And the Gemara answered, well, they only meant it wasn't kosher l'gabi achila. But that's not the issue over here with the rosh, yikarvu kulam. It's nothing to do with achila. And so why are we asking on Rava there? The whole sugya seems to be saying, as we're saying now, that's not the point that the Rabbanan are being geyser to bring a carpet you don't need. The Rabbanan said it's netcha, if that's the case. Right now I can't bring it, so it's not usable. They didn't give me a way to bring this to Mizbeah. Mamela, I'll have to bring another carpet. Even if the Kohen went ahead and brought it, if dichoy is a din d'oraita, that din d'oraita would be whatever the case is, that you can't use it. You know, what do you say? Is it d'oraita that the Sayyira Mishtalech should drop dead? It did drop dead. So now you have a problem. Okay, the problem made it impossible for me to use if you hold of dichoy. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah of any kind. Right here, I got a problem. I can't bring it on the Mizbeach. If I have a problem, it may be a logistical problem that the Rabbanan Aser, that the fact that the animal dropped dead, but the fact is I can't use it. So that becomes a d'oraita. That seems to be the whole approach over here of inserting dichoy. But as far as the question whether kavua is a general din in Rov, so that it would really apply even to cases of the Tarovet itself, this is a whole machlokas in the Rishonim. Is this halacha bichlal? Tosfos is saying over here, it must be, it's only drabana. Does he mean kavua is a drabana? Or does he mean the kavua that we're saying here is a drabana? What is unique about the kavua that we're saying here? That we do not know where the Isser is. It's not like the Teisha Chanuyot. In the case of the Teisha Chanuyot are selling kosher, and one is selling not kosher. We have identified the stores. This store is not kosher. These stores are kosher. Their kviut is a completely different issue. Over here, we don't know where this animal is. It's like somewhere in there. And it happens to be kavua. Now, that is a tremendous stretch beyond the normal din of kavua, which may be saying simply that statistics do not enter the question of well-identified non-statistical determinations. But over here, you don't have a well-identified non-statistical determination. You have a mess. The whole thing you don't know, nobody knows. So now we want to stretch that concept of kavua. That may well be a derabbanan. Because that's not the kavua that we were talking about before. We know each person in that mixture of vakumva or avlo, where we learn out the din of kavua. He's Jewish, he's not Jewish. So they're identified bimba komam. But if they're not identified bimba komam, there may be bichlal no din kavua, except this new stretch of the rabbana. So again, there's many issues that need to be taken into consideration here, which as we continue on through these sugyas will become more and more familiar, not only with the words that are used to define those differences, but with the concepts of where they would occur and when they wouldn't occur. But I mean, this is not a sugya that is as simple as appears on the surface. You could see that there's different levels of the use of statistics here that need to be very subtly defined in order to determine which part is d'oraita, which part is d'rabbanan, where we're dealing with bittul barov, and where we're dealing with called the parash merubabash, where do we deal with predictive rovs, and so on. There's far more to be said. But Shas lies ahead. V'nimshoch v'nekarev chad b'nayo v'nema called the parish b'ruba kapar. Nimshoch? How could we be nimshoch? If we'd be nimshoch, we'd be kavua v'chok kavua k'mechzal mechzadami. I don't mean nimshoch. I mean nechbashinu denayde. And then we shall announce you are fish. No, I mean called the parish b'ruba parish. Omar Rava. Gizera Shema Yavo Asara Kohanim Bevat Achat, and there'll be Makar of the Dam or the Emurim. What's that supposed to mean? The tray is what makes it Asar. Megisa Asara. It was already kosher. So now you've got the blood or the meat. It's kosher. It's all kosher. It doesn't become unkosher. So you're right. Mishum shama yavoa sorakonim evatachat v'yikhu. But that's not possible. Sorakonim evatachat miyevshar. Elam harava, because of the very sense of kavua, we make a gezerah not to rely on acting in this fashion, because you can take it from kavua. Amar rava hash de amar rabona. Lo nakriv, e nakriv lo maratze. Eitver, what about you, Rava? What do you do about the Mishnah of a chatata of shinit arvaba olatov? Or a lashinit arvaba chatot? Da filo achat beribo, yomutu kulam? Ba medvar mamurim, bekoin nimlach. Avokoin sheno nimlach. Okay, let's see what he did. If he asa on all of them lamala, so then mechza kosher mechza posel. He's also on kulam lamata. Again, mechza kosher mechza posel. Achat lamata, achat lamala. There we got a problem that shneim are psulot. Shani omer chatat kreva lamala, vola kreva lamata. And you, Rava, said that nothing would be kosher because it was all nitche. Well, of course. Hakamandi amar balechaim nidachin. And hakamandi amar balechaim ein nidachin. Okay, so I'll ask you from Shchutin then. Shchutin de la kulei amar nidachim. And nonetheless, Dan Rebbe Eliezer omer, im karav arosh el achad mehem, yikarvu kol arashim. Well, of course. That's because Udi Omar, he holds a chanana mitzri, that even in Shechutin, there's no such thing as dichui. Where do we see that? The Tanya. Chanana mitzri, omer afilo dam bekos, mevi chaveru mezaveglo. Omer abdach, omer marav, abaravu, amarav, this extends to all Yisrael, even for a hedyot. A tabat shel avodat kochavim, shenitarva b'meyata ba'ot, v'nafla achat b'yam l'yam agadol, it's the same thing. Who true kulam? The Amrin and Nachman are foul. Hainu di Yisura. Eight fei rovel of Nachman. And what about our Mishnah? Afilo achat beribu yamutu kulam. Why kulam? Why not that the first one that dies, we should say, Neima Yisura Udemit? Oh, Malay, well, of course. I mean, Rav was only going, like Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanan Rebbe Eliezer, Amarim Karava Roshel Achat Behem, Yikarvu Kol Arashim Kulam. But even Rebbe Eliezer, Amar Rebbe Elazar, lo yitir Rebbe Eliezer, ela shnayim shnayim. But he certainly didn't allow you to take each one of those tabaot and sell it. Echad, echad, lo. Amalei, I wasn't talking about that issue. He meant, of course, two by two. Ana, tarte ka amina.